Child's Thanksgiving by Catherine Britton, read by Ellie Johnson. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Sometimes it takes a children's sermon to remind me what's important. Thanksgiving should be a simple affair, but my adult brain had overcomplicated this heart attitude without much effort. The past few months have been filled with many moments where I had said, so far, so good, but doubted the future. The provision at hand was enough, to be sure. Yet I wondered if what looked like adequate provision today would diminish over time. I doubted God's intention to replenish what I used up. On Sunday, I listened to the children's sermon with special attention when the kids talked about the Mayflower and the Pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving. Each child quickly displayed their knowledge of Pilgrims and Indians and the incredible dynamic that played out that harvest season. Their teacher slowly enlarged their descriptions to include the previous winter's deaths, the desperately short food supply, the hope of a new planting season, and the summer's withering drought. By the time harvest rolled around, crops had been gathered in, not in abundance, but certainly sufficient compared to the previous year. The Pilgrims knew it and reveled in the adequacy of their harvest. Edward Winslow, one of the only primary sources on the day, wrote this about it. Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent 4 men on fowling, that so we might after a special manner rejoice together after we had gathered the fruits of our labors. They 4 in 1 day killed as much fowl as with a little help beside served the company almost a week, at which time amongst other recreations we exercised our arms, many of the Indians coming amongst us, and amongst the rest their greatest king, Massasoit, with some 90 men, whom for 3 days we entertained and feasted, and they went out and killed 5 deer, which they brought to the plantation and bestowed on our governor and upon the captain and others. And although it be not always so plentiful as it was at this time with us, yet by the goodness of God we are so far from want that we often wish you partakers of our plenty. Almost 400 years later, I stand convicted by Winslow's words. The man had stared death in the face and had little idea what future lay in store for the Plymouth colonists. In spite of that, he had literally tasted God's provision and found himself satisfied. The meal was so filling that he wished that even if it be not always so plentiful, we often wish you partakers in our plenty. I wish I had Winslow's faith to happily look at today's provision and consider each simple wonder. We are so far from want in those moments. We serve a faithful God who is more than enough for all of our needs. It's like the praise song says, all of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. Happy Thanksgiving. Intersecting faith and life. As you tally up the things that make you thankful, consider Edward Winslow's observations of God's faithfulness. Do you see the abundant life he laid out before you?
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.